Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Right, Liverpool playing tonight. They're at Huddersfield in the Premier League. 8 p.m. is the kickoff. Of course, the transfer window shuts tomorrow night, but it doesn't look like any more business will be done by the Reds before close of play there. Let's have a chat with John Dernan about all this. Morning to you, Derns.
Morning, Steve.
Player-wise, have Liverpool got enough? Having sold Coutinho, Sturridge, of course, going to West Brom yesterday. Are they strong enough in the attacking sense?
You look at the way we've been playing before the last couple of games, and you'd say yes, but I think we've just about enough. But obviously, I mean, we're out of the FA Cup now. Serious silverware we could have won. I don't think we're going to win the Champions League, so does it really matter this season? I think, again, it's another going to turn into another disappointing season where we're not going to win anything, Steve.
Well, you say don't think you're going to win the Champions League, but you just never know with this Liverpool side how far they could get. Say they did get to the quarters or the semis. Would you really be happy looking at our bench and seeing Danny Ings, Dominic Solanke?
No, I mean, definitely not. Solanke's been very disappointing. I know he hasn't had many chances, but once he's been on the pitch, he hasn't just performed at all, has he? Danny Ings is still feeling his way back. I think everyone feels for the guy. Is he going to be good enough? I don't know, but you can't really judge him. He hasn't played much football in a couple of years, being very unfortunate with injuries. But yeah, I don't think we've got that world-class striker, have we, in the team. I know you look at who's been scoring, it's been brilliant, but there's no out-and-out finisher. But I think because everyone's been chipping in with the goals, does it really matter? But still, it'd be fantastic if we had that out now. One striker who's capable of getting 30-plus goals.
A couple of tweets that have come in this morning. Denny says, Liverpool have made a huge mistake not going for a centre-forward. When Aubameyang was available and eligible to play in the Champions League, Liverpool and Klopp never went for him. Liverpool must know they don't have the very best forward line. One like Manchester City, why did they not go in for this player a year ago?
Again, yeah, everyone's got an opinion on this, Steve. It's like if questions will be asked about the manager at the end of the season and how everyone will be judging how the season's gone. I mean, you go back a month and it was like everything was rosy and, you know, it was looking good. But now all of a sudden, it's like, are we going to win anything this year? No, Champions League, realistically, you would like to think quarterfinals, possibly. Little bit of luck if you get in the semi-finals, anything can happen. But honestly, I don't think if you're getting beat by West Brom at Anfield in the Cup, we're a very strong side. Seriously, you're not going to progress in the Champions League.
So Aubameyang looks like he's going to Arsenal. Here's Gary who's written, with the £2 million from the Sturridge loan, plus all of his wages, and the possibility of Origi being sold to Wolfsburg for £20 million, Liverpool could have made a profit of around £50 million come the close of the window, not to mention the money for the Champions League and TV. I would prefer some trophies, not this money.
Again, you can look at it many different ways, Steve, can't we? At the end of the day, it's a business. And the owners are looking. It's always a business and they'll always be looking to make a profit. Yes, I think the money for Coutinho and, like you just said, about the money that could have been made and who we could have bought. But, I mean, let's not forget, everyone's going on about, forgetting about what we needed up front. It was all about what we needed at the back. We needed to keep it with someone in defence. So it's completely been turned around now. I still think main priorities have been, we still need to shore up defence. Everyone goes on about keeper. But again, who can we go for? You know, it's a conundrum where everyone has an opinion on it, but it's down to the manager to fix it.
Daniel Sturridge's gone to West Brom. How do you think he will be remembered by Liverpool fans? A talent unfulfilled?
Well, I think it's the story of his career, really. You know, a journeyman where he been very unfortunate with injuries. On his day, the best, you know, finish with anyone in the Premier League, I think. But you look at how many games he's played in 4 years for Liverpool, I think it is mad tally. I think I won't feel sorry for the guy because he's a multi-millionaire and all. I feel sorry for the guy. He hasn't probably shown his true potential for Liverpool. He's done some marvellous things for them, but unfortunately, I think he'll remember his career just pitted away at Anfield because he didn't play enough and injuries took its toll.
And obviously he's chosen West Brom over Newcastle. You would imagine that is something to do with family connections, wouldn't you? Mind you, would you have chosen West Brom ahead of Newcastle anyway?
I think what you've hit the nail on the head. Is he from that area?
I think there's a family connection, isn't there, in Birmingham?
Yeah, I think if that's the case, obviously he's probably got a lot of friends and family around there. I think it's a no-brainer. I think he's sensitive to the country. Newcastle, no disrespect. Does he really want to go over that way? Because I think he's kind of he'd be travelling back down all the time. I think Newcastle, I don't know, over West Brom. That's a good question, actually. But I think the fact that if he's from Birmingham area, it's a no-brainer.
Right, Huddersfield, Liverpool tonight. 8 p.m. it kicks off this at the Kirkley Stadium. A couple of players vying for a recall. Andy Robertson, Loris Karius, Joe Gomez. They could all be involved. Still Ragnar Klavan and Adam Lallana sidelined at the moment. Sturridge has moved on. So there's three players there. Robertson, Karius, Gomez. Which ones of those are going to be included tonight?
I would like to think all of them.
What, it was just that bad at the weekend that he needs to make changes?
I think so. I think, they looked a strong side in paper. But, Steve, you still look at the situation. I mean, let's just sidetrack what you said there about the chance situation. Made captain and he pulled him off. You know, he was awful. He was awful at the weekend. And does he play? I don't know. But if it looks like he's on his way at the end of the season. So I don't know why the man just doesn't start. Does Henderson start tonight because he come on? I don't know. But I would like to think the players you mentioned there go straight back in.
Jordan Henderson, I actually thought when he came on, I thought he was one of the better players because at least he quickened up the tempo somewhat. The midfield was awful. It was so static.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head again. I mean, Chan. I mean, for the goal, you watch the goals again, and it was a really bad performance from them. And I think the fact that obviously him coming back, he hasn't played well for a long time. Obviously, he doesn't have that bounce back situation where, or is it too soon to start him? I don't know. But I think you're right. I think he freshened up everything, and it was nice to see him come back anyway.
Big period for Liverpool. This they can open up a 5-point gap on Tottenham, who entertain Manchester United tomorrow. So after the slump, this mini slump they've suffered, if they can get it back together, they're still in a positive position.
Well, they are, Steve. I mean, Champions League football is a must. I think from where we were 3-4 weeks ago, I think everyone presumed it was a non-forgiving thing. It was a forgiven thing that way. It was there. It was nailed on. But like you said, without the FA Cup, realistically, I don't think we've got a chance of silverware for another season. And Champions League is a must because, like you said, it's where everybody wants to be and where the money is. And if you're going to entice players at the end of the season to come to Liverpool, the Champions League's the dangling the carrot in front of them.
Huddersfield tonight. Did you always like playing at Huddersfield, Derns?
Well, I've been quite lucky for it when I played in the new ground. I actually like the old ground as well, but... Huddersfield, it's not a long trip to go. I think just a quick trip up to 62. When I say a quick trip up, Steve, the traffic going up there is going to be a nightmare, by the way.
Yeah.
Absolute nightmare. It's a 45-minute journey, realistically. Now it's like an hour and a half. It's hour and 45.
Never quick getting through that 62. No. Derns, thank you very much. Speak soon.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.